Parashas Vayakhel, it starts with an interesting pasuk. It says, Vayakhel Moshe is called Asmini Yisrael, Vayem Aleim, and so on. So the first thing is that there was Hiskalus of Klal Yisrael, which is in itself interesting. There are very few places where we have it. We have another place, we'll see. But Al Kopanim, that's one point to it, that this was done by Kehila. Rashi says, V'loshen hifil, she'ena oisev anoshim b'yadayim, alei nesof al p'diburoi. It's a loshen hifil. V'targumoi v'ichnish. So there are, Rashi is very unclear. First of all, what are the options? Vayakhel is a loshen hifil. Is there any way it would be anything other than that? I mean, it's not you have a word that has sometimes different conjugations, and that's appropriate that this conjugation is hifil, hispile, poal, kal, and so on. The different, it's not, doesn't come easily to mind another version of it. So the Mefarshei Rashi all talk about it. Sif Chacham says, "Vayakel and not vayikhal." Vayikhal would mean they gathered up, even though it couldn't be vayikhal Moshe. So it wouldn't. Al Kapanim, that's what he suggests. Also, his targum of ve'achnash is very not clear. The targum that we have by us is uknash. Knash means to gather together. It is not a Lashon Hifil in any sense of the word. The Ichnash would be a Hifil, yet it's not clear did Rashi, what are the two Gersoros, and Rashi is picking one over the other. Is Rashi arguing on the Targum and saying that the Targum it should be the Ichnish? The understanding is that there's the two Gersoros, and Rashi prefers the girsa of Achnish, as the girsa that he had, that should be a Loshen Hifil. Eich Shelo Yeh, whichever one it is, but the significance of it being Paul or Hifil really kind of seems just technical, nitty-gritty to Psukim, to attach this way, that way, the other way. So that's as far as the Nekuda itself of the Tzur of the Lashon, of the Vayakhel. The Etzim Inyan of Hiskalus, of Kohol, so there's another place where it's written prominently. Rashi says, Vaydavash HaMoshe Lemur, Dabel Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. So it says, Dabel Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Melamitz, it's a Torah's Karnim, Melamed shenema parshazu bihakel, that this parsha was given bihakel, meaning with everybody, mipnei sheroiv gufei Torah tolim ba, that most gufei Torah tolim it. That's the Torah's kind of over here. So the kasha is that all of Torah, we have a Gemara in Erevin, that the Seder HaMaseiris is all of Torah, Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He called in Aaron, taught it to him. He called in Nadvavi and so on, taught them. Called in the Skenim, and finally called in all of Klal Yisrael and taught it to all of Klal Yisrael. So if he taught it to all of Klal Yisrael, all Torah he taught to all of Klal Yisrael. What's Miyuchar over here? So again, the different Mepharshim speak about it. The Rabbi Yom Mizrahi says that, first of all, he says, and many say that, all of Torah was taught chaburis. In other words, it's true that Moshe taught it to all Klal Yisrael, but not in one shot, but every group differently. And so he went to a lot of small chaburis. So what's the mila of this over here? Inyan over here of why does this parasha have to be everybody together in one shot? knows the way this learning pshat in the Torah's Kanim is, that everyone came together. So it says two pshatim, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. One is that this way they could talk and learning, argue and learning, meaning if they both heard, I mean, he said the same thing, but he said it differently. So if everyone was in a different chabura, they couldn't interact so much in the learning and argue with each other. Each one was slightly different, something along those lines. Two, he said there's the inyan of leman yishmu v'yilmud v'yiro, like it says in Parshas Hakel, that when you have everyone together, it's something that leaves a very impression. Everyone knows the halachas and so on. Both of those reasons, l'chura, don't seem to be negar to us. First of all, the halachas of the halachas of the Mishkan were negar to very few people. It was Bezalel ben Uri, and it was the Chachmei Lev. It was something which was negar to a handful of people who were chachamim that could do it. It was not negar to all kasa. It's exact opposite. Here, the halachas over here in Kedoshim are halachas that are negar to all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's important, like it says, that they sheroiv gufei Torah tluyim ba. Most gufei Torah tolin it, so it's negar to the klal, and b'meila. Everyone, you want everyone hearing it, and you want an extraordinary rischa deraisa that everyone should be talking and arguing and be melamed halacha. L'chur, that's not shayach by Mishkan. A, it's negia only to Yechidei Skula, so everybody has to learn it because kol haTorah kula, we have to learn, we have no hilchis beis hamikdash, hilchis kodshim. But it really to be negia, it's negia a handful of people. It's also very hard to see that there would be a libun halacha here. It's pretty much straightforward, very flat. It's different than the halachas in Kedoshim, which are very a lot of halachas that have room for pilpul and so on. Sach hakol, you have measurements and materials. It's pretty much the way it's written. So both those timing would not explain why by us there's bechalal inyev kehila. So forget a minute the inyanim of the you know Mishkan and so on. Forget about the inyanim of the vehikhil. Lemaisa the etzim kohol shaboy lechur is not a tzarech. If the reason why kedoshim is said bekohol is because Rav Gufei Halachis are Toliba, then it's something that shouldn't be relevant over here. Another point, the Chazal over there say, the Medrash over there says, two reasons why it was given by Kohol. One is that Rav Gufei Teira there. Two, it says that the Halachis in Kedoshim are... we have all Aseres HaDibris merumes in Kedoshim. That's something, two man yomrim. So the first one, Rav Guf HaLochis, I understand. It means that this is Moshe Shulchan Aruch. We're getting Moshe Shulchan Aruch over here. We want everybody to be, to know it. And therefore, we ask everybody to be there together. Aseres HaDibris, they heard already. They heard together, Taka Bikom Pia Gvura. The Aseres HaDibris over here is Bermiza. These halachas are all mistaif. These halachas all branch out from Aseres HaDibris. Very nice. But why is that a reason you should need a kohol? The kohol heard it already. There was B'yoyim HaKohol, they heard it already in Manitari and so on, and that's enough. So why would that be a reason to be Mechayev kohol again? Those are in Yanim that need a hesba. So first of all, I'd like to explain, and there are a few, if we to look and ask ourselves the inyan of kohol. So in the Tzara Toiv, we have the Yoim HaKohol, Matan Torah, is called Yom HaKohol. Everyone was there, but it's called Yom HaKohol. The inyanim of the Mishkan is called Vayakhel. And finally, there's an inyan of Hakhel, which is the is when the Melech reads the Torah to Klal Yisrael, is also an inyan of Hakhel. So we have here two, three places where you have befurish the word Hakhel, where you have the word Kohol, that's a Yom HaKohol. This Parshas Kedoshim is sort of, I would say, whatever the reason is, it's a sniff to the Yom HaKohol of Matan Torah. And the Yom HaKohol of Matan Torah and the Hakhel are probably one and the same. In other words, since every Hakhel is a mini Nesinas HaTorah, B'meila, it's also part of that. So what is the inyan of the kohol? It's hard to say. Just everyone should know the halachis, because, like we said in Truma in Vayakhel by us, it doesn't really require that it needs it. And in Parashas Kedoshim, they already knew that if it's the reason why it needs kohol, is because of Aseres HaDibris, they already knew it. And so Dava hard to understand. So I'd like to usually say the Panim Yof is that flaw in Kedoshim says this. And I think it opens up a whole new understanding of these in Yanim. The flaw says, I'll paraphrase, he says that all of Torah comes from one Sheresh. I'll try to explain it the way I think is the mechuvan advarim. There are certain inyanim that, Marshall, every single Dvar Hashem is a very specific inyan. Mitzad, it's mitzias. It's very, very specific. So this mitzvah has its gevulas, this mitzvah has its gevulas, this has its gevulas, and each one applies in a specific case, a specific person. That's each one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the Zohar Kaddish calls it, it's an Eivor de Malka, it's sort of a limb of a melech. In other words, it's something which is shayach to a prat. Klal Yisrael have many yachidim in it, and each yachid is shayach to certain pratim at certain times. Certain pratim are negiah to everybody at pratis tegeifanim. So you have a mitzvah of truma. So every person, when he goes crops and he harvests them, he now has a chiyuv to mafish truma semaisis. Everyone's chayiv in it, but the tzura and the nusach of the mitzvah is specific case, specific time, specific person, and so on. There are inyanim that are shayach to the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the tzura of the mitzvah, the toichem of the mitzvah is shayach to Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. So therefore, those mitzvahs have to be chal. It can't be chal on yechidim. It can only be chal on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, on the entirety of Klal Yisrael. So mitzvahs that we call a sheirish, in yonim that we say are dealing with the ikrim guf, however you want to call it, that shayach to kohol. So b'meila matan Torah is yom hakohol, because every single mitzvah in Torah is negia to a particular person at a particular time. It's together they're just a gathering of yechidim. So there are 100 people here. Each one is chayiv in tefillin. Each one's putting on his own tefillin. But when we're talking about Torah mitzad et sheira sheba, mitzad its ikar mitzias, that's shayach to kohol. So Torah has to be given in Yom HaKohol. That's the recipient of Torah is not 600,000 people, but it's Kohol. The recipient of and then when we redo Torah every at the end of every seventh year at the end of Shemitah, we have a Kohol. The it's not, we teach Torah all year round, every single year. We teach it to every yochid. We teach it to all yechidim. We could say a shiur for 1,000 people, for 100,000 people. But the pshat is each one is his v'hagisa v'yom v'layla. Each one has his own chiyuv of v'hagisa v'yom v'layla. And it's shayach to him. It says v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. So it says kidua that each person has his own chelek in Torah. Specific niche, specific nekuda, specific inyanim that are his nekuda. That's always, every time. But every so often, whenever we want to connect to the Sheirish, to Torah Be'etzim, that's Hakel. That's the mitzvah of Hakel that everyone should be miskahel together. That is the mitzvah of Hakel, and that is Yom HaKohol. So Torah, in its big picture, is something that is shayach to the Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. And that's why we ask the shita that says in the Medrash, the one that says Reiv Gufei Torah, you understand, the one that says Aseres HaDibris, the answer is, it's not that they should know Aseres HaDibris. We assume that they knew it from the first time around, or second time around is not going to make much of a difference. But since if this is a parsha that has Aseres HaDibris in it, then the pshat is, it's something that shayach to Sheirish of Torah and not to Protea Torah. And Sheirish of Torah needs the Kohol to be chal on it. And that's why it's Dafka where Sif is a Kohol. That's true in the world of Torah. That explains Hakel and Kedoshim. There's a second Inyan that is shayach to Klal Yisrael in the Tzur of Klal Yisrael, and that is the Mishkan. V'shechanti b'soicham, the hashroas hashchina requires be'asara, the klal, it requires the klolius of Klal Yisrael in order to be sharing it. And therefore, the hakel is needed because the chalois of the parsha of Binyan Mishkan is only chal on a kohol. That's on who it's chal. And therefore, you needed to have a kohol dafka. It's not mitzad who needs to know these halachas. Who needs those halachas? It really is yechidim, yechidim school of etzim. But mitzad the mohus of these divrei Torah belong to Klal Yisrael and not to yechidim. And therefore, you had. You had this hakel. That is as far as the warning to have why you needed to have hakel in those places. There was one place we have a very similar lashon. Lera, it says vayikohalu al aroin. So cheta eagle is similar. Cheta Egel is the parallel to Matan Torah, Lera, mitzad the bed. And what made the Cheta Egel so destructive that it just about missed by a hairbreadth, Chas V'Sholem, total kloya, is because it wasn't Yechidim. We saw last week the Kuzari who says that it was Sach HaKol 3,000 people killed means 0.5%. It's true. Mitzad the amount of people and the protestant people, it's Yechidim. But there was a Yikohalu. There was a pseudo assemblage. When people go to Ra, if each one would have wanted to leave the Derech, go run away, then it would have been Yechidim. no matter how many, each one's a yachid. But really, what they were sort of trying to express was a ke'ilu, no, we're Klal Yisrael united around the eagle. The eagle is Klal Yisrael. Eila lehecha Yisrael. This is, as I said, this is it. There was a pseudo kohol that seemed to have been to have become part of it, and that's why it was such a churban, because it was ki'ilu a klal Yisrael. It was an aspire afterwards that it's erev rav and not klal. But the point is that tzur of it was a v'yikalu, and that's why it's a zelu maser. That it's so bad and so on. So we have the understanding of kohol and kehila that is a why it's necessary to have that for certain inyanim, certain pashas and so on. So we said that that the reason why you need it is because it has to land on the tzibur as a tzibur and not as a yochid. The raya. Let's take an example to what I want to say. Imagine a person has he's assembling some sort of machine, and he takes the pieces, wires them together, clicks them together. And what he gets is a circuit that flows. Circuit is flowing, the lights go on, the things move, and so on. And every single piece is mitzuref to it. We say this is one machine, it's organically one unit. And each one is a piece of that unit. If, let's say, I take pieces, I don't know what they do in a machine. What I do is I just paste them onto the machine. Just paste them on some random way. They're all together, all the pieces, but they're not part of one unit or part of one entity. I have pieces that are just stuck together. So when something has its makom and its mitzias to realize itself and realize its mitzias, then all of them are organically part of something. If they're just stuck together, they're stuck together. But it's very different than the first example. Let's take that model and transfer it to people, to a tzibur. If I give an incentive, anyone who comes here now is going to get $1,000. And 1,000 people come, 1,000,000 people come. So I can't call that an organic whole. There are 1,000,000 people that each one wants $1,000. So we were all brought together by some outside force. Certainly, if let's say I threaten a punishment, anyone who doesn't come here is going to lose $1,000. And 1,000,000 people come. That's all. That is a it's a big collection, but I can't say that there was any type of kohol, that there's any type of tzibur be'etzim. But if let's say I say we're going to learn Torah here, and 100 people come, so the pshat is within 100 people. There was nis'ayr, the same nekuda. If people come together for an inyan, mikoyach themselves, mikoyach something, they're looking for this, that means that it the group that came together are coming as an expression. There are dersh Hashem, there are mevakshe Hashem, and b'meila, there's such a breed of mevakshe Hashem, and they all came together to Mivaksh Hashem. That's when the kehila that is an expression of one mitzias coming together. It's like whenever I describe whenever I describe certain character traits of Balei Chayim, sometimes it's, if I say all Balei Chayim that are to be found in this place, it could be a zoo and you have 1,000 different Balei Chayim, it means nothing. But sometimes I describe Balei Chayim that are up at night, Balei Chayim that hunt for this, Balei Chayim do this, that, the other thing. I'm describing something which is an expression of a certain character, of a certain trait. Whenever I'm to say that something is shaykh to the Metzias called Klal Yisrael, it means because it's Klal Yisrael's teva, Klal Yisrael's tshuka, to want to come to something and go there. The kohol sheboy of Klal Yisrael is not realized. So if you need it, if it's like the pshat that you needed to teach Torah to many people so everybody should know, then it wouldn't be what we're talking about. This is the pshat that Torah, an inyan, that's a shevishdik inyan of Klal Yisrael, is dafke shayach to an inyan that's coming from the Klal Shabbai, from the Kohol Shabbai. And that's only shayach when it came from them. Vayakel, what Rashi is pointing out is Konash, if I go and gather people, so Lamashal, I have a gun and I herd 100 people into this room. The right word for that is Konash, Asafti. The word Asaf means I was the one who brought them together. That's the Metzias. I brought them together. So then, not together, it's I was oisef them. Vikonash means it's my pe'ula, and it says nothing about the people that I gathered, except they were unfortunate enough to be around when I was going with my gun and getting them together to this place. That's what vikonash would mean. Vayakel means I created a kohol. The only way I can create a kohol is when I do something that's me'oyer them to come together. So if, let's say, we say there's going to be a Torah here, and people are nis'oyer to come, so that means that the people got together here are really parts of one metzias. There's an umah that's mishtoikik, that's mevakesh das Hashem, and the people coming together is the expression of that. So Rashi says vayakel. The word vayakel means to, in other words, it is almost a stira. To be a kohol means organically it's something. So just like if I say a nation, and I say I took all these people together into a nation, that can't mean anything, because a nation is something which is be'etzem ha-metzias, and every yochid is a toitzah of it. So the only way you can make a kohol from the outside is vayakel, if you cause them to be miskohel. If the people come together, that's that. There's a Tosefos Nekuda here. The Malbim says that the word hakel or kol and so on is dafke by dibur. In other words, hakel is always through dibur. It says in my midbar vehakelas akohol tiskou, that when you bring together the kohol, you it's by blowing the chatzaitzes you bring together the kohol. So he says kohol is ne'esaf through koil. By shol it says vayishama shol sa'am, shol forced everybody together. Vayishama there means like discipline, like, and so on. You force people together with a gun. When it's koyach hadibur, that's something that is ma'ared a person himself. Let's explain that a minute. the word dibur in loosely could be anything. I could threaten a person. I can say, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. That's not dibur. That's not the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is that if, let's say, something be'etzem resonates with a person, if I tell a person, you know, don't you want to be a tzaddik? Don't you want to be a good person? An erlich yid, talmud chacham, whatever it is. And the person is nichali. So what's the pshat? So again, if I spoke and I converted something, I say, if you'll be a talmud chacham, you'll get a lot of money. So then the pshat is, it wasn't the dibur was by the person, it was the money. It's just that I explained to the person that this is what you can, this is the money you'll get as a prize. That's not koyach hadibur. But if I just speak to a person and I'm moishachim b'dibur, and I say, you know, ashrecha, you'll be a talmud chacham, da'as es Hashem, and so on. And the person is nichole. The person responds. So what's the pshat? Was it my koyach? What did I say? I didn't threaten. I didn't promise reward. I didn't explain it so much. I just spoke about it. The answer is something resonated with the person. So when people respond to a dibur, that's when you have the hakel. A koil or a dibur, you blow the shayfa and people come running. What exactly? It's not a signal just. It's the hakholam is koyach hadibur. It says Dvar Melech Shilton, that the dibur of a melech is his shilton. So the Goyen famously says, verse the Goyen, that shilton is shalit is bekoyach, when you force people, and malchus is beratzen. Also beratzen kibal aleihem. So the point is, if you need guns to force people to do what you said, that's shulten. Because what you're doing is you're the one, it's lashon poal, it's for asaf. I am threatening, and so even if I do it by saying, it's the same, it's the gun, it's the whip. That's what's doing it. But a melech is the bitui, is the expression of the rotzen of Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, dibur alone should do it. V'asher b'dvar melech shulten, the dibur of a melech alone is the shlita. So whenever I touch on a point of hakel, and that's maybe the inyan, it's very interesting in the mitzvahs hakel, you always wonder, why is it the melech whose job it is to bring everybody to do hakel? I would think that it could be the Rosh Sanhedrin. The Rosh Sanhedrin is the Zokin. The Messiris of Torah goes through the Sanhedrin, through Bezna Gadol. So the head of the Bezna Gadol should be the one to be makhil the people and teach them. That's Lechura. It could be a Kohen Gadol, it's a Beis HaMikdash. It's unusual for the Melech. And the answer is because Malchus is what brings out the Tzuras Kohol in Klal Yisrael. Hakel, the main dogish in Parash is Hakel. It's not the teaching alone. Tchiv Talmud Torah is 24/7, 365. There's not once in 8 years, once in 7 years, a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. What's unique about this moment in time is that it's a hakeldik moment. It's a moment when something has to come together. It's a new Kabbalah Satera. A Kabbalah Satera happens when you have a klal, when you have Klal Yisrael. The melech with his dibur is the one that's makhil. And therefore there's he's the one who does it. Kiv was makil koholos and tortured them. Kohol is that expression. So it's true about Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the moment of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael. No Yochid has Kabbalah Torah. Klal Yisrael as a Klal has it. It's true in the Binyan Mishkan. The idea of a Yakel, that all the pieces come together through Ratzon Zvayakel, is reflected also in the tzura of putting it together. This it's a chiyuv on the tzibur to build a mishkan. It's an essay to build a beis habchira, to build a mishkan, and yet it was done by nidvas halev. It's very interesting why. You find the Baal Basin, we don't learn the perik, but koifin zeh aseh. In the first perik, you have all sorts of kfiyas that shutfin can be koif each other. So bnei ha'ir are koifin each other for one thing, bnei ha'chatz are koifin each other for another thing. Anytime you have a partnership, there are common needs, and on common needs, we know that k'deira b'shutta chmim le'kira never goes anyplace. And you need to have the tools of kfiya to get everything to fall into place. That is the tzura of Klal Yisrael's of people working together. It has to be that way. The Mishkan is unusual. There's a hadgasha that you can't be kaifa. So everything else we mimana shayftim and shaytrim. So it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. It means they can force each other to do it. Here, It's something which is dafke, mudgash betruma. And the answer is because since we're talking about a vehicle, a platform for Hashoras HaShchina, unless each chelek would want to do it, it's not snapping together. Like we said before, it's not a common expression of Klal Yisrael. It would be a lot of yechidim. This person donated this, this person donated that. To say that this whole Mishkan is kohol din is when each one gives on his own. The tzivui is hifil. It stimulates us to do it, but the result is from within. Toichi rotzuf ahava. It says that it's coming from within, and therefore, That's the way it comes about. So we have here the two instrumental in Yonim, the two major Yisodis Kaisel, Torah and Tefillah, came about because of Kohol, and this unique Nekuda. There are certain things that are shaykh to entirety, and they come out as a bridge. One more Nekuda. The Shem Yishmol says in Kedoshim Tiyu, He speaks about the it being given b'kol and so on. The Shem Shmuel says, "Kdoshim tiyu is shayich only when all the evarim snap into place." In other words, what's true, you know, the kedush that he gives is that over there, the reason why why it was given b'kol is because even on a personal level, it needs to have all the nekudas in place. Kedusha is something, it's a madrega, that the Ramchal says, it starts, a person's mekadesh himself ma'at, and the mekadesh him harbe milamala. The pshat is in kedusha. It's like that muscle when you snap together all the individual pieces, you get a greater entity, an entity that's greater than the sum of all the pieces. That's the Mekatshon Sahabim Lamalo. There are many mitzvahs in Ma'isim Tovim. A person can be a big Baal Tzedakah, a person can be a big Baal Torah, a person can be a Baal Tefillah, Dikduk mitzvahs. Each one of these are pratim, very chashuv pratim, very ruchnistic pratim, that's very good. But kedusha is needs a binyan shalom to be chal on. It's not chal on protim. It's chal on a tzur together. Just like Hashuas Hashchina is only chal when every single prat snapped into place. Every prat had to snap to place. Which means also that every rutzen, every nedivus of Klal Yisrael had to snap into place. Kedusha, on a private level, on a personal level, is also only there when you have a tzura shleima of a tzura sadam, on which all of it could be chal. And he says, and therefore, the nitna bekohol of kedushim to you is something that shayich because kedusha is something that's chal on the entire picture. All the pieces together create a tzura on which kedusha be chal. So each mitzvah individually, each tzivu, each ashara, and so on, is its own inyan, but the sum total of it is a platform for kedusha. So it's a way of understanding. In other words, we've spoken about Klal Yisrael tzura as a tzura klalis that allows to receive something min shemayim. In other words, Torah is min hashemayim. There were tzaddikim before Torah was given. Oyischer isi tzaddik, tzaddikim could exist without it. But Torah to come down needs to descend on a kohol, which that was only shayach in yom ha-kohol, matan Torah, and he repeats itself in every hakel. That's one. Hashroas Hashchina could only be chal when all the pieces came together and they created a metzias, a perfect metzias, a metzias of Adav HaShalem, which could be mekabel Hashroas Hashchina. That was the kohol of the Mishkan, of the Vayakal, the Mishkan. And finally, on a protistika oifin, we tend to look at individual pieces. This is a chashamitzah, a lot of schar, this is a terabaveir, this is that, the other thing. And like we always say, we tend to have, every person has their own strong points. We tend to emphasize our strong points, and we tend to fudge the weak points with the excuse to ourselves that I'm doing enough of the strong points for the person who learning is very stark. So davening, okay, it's not so much, this is not so much, but I'm learning very stark. Or the person who's a strong oivet, okay, the learning is not so, but that's our teva dvarim. We tend to answer, we tend to neglect our weaknesses because we excuse ourselves with our strength. And if somebody is, if we look at it as a counting game, then makes sense. But if you look at it as that all that we do, all that a person does, is there to receive a tzura that will have on itself kedusha, that will have on itself a shoras hashchina. Kedusha is something that comes from above down. It's not a schar for particular points. It needs a platform worthy of it. And the platform, the first and the absolute necessity of it is that it be a davar shalem. That it be shalem and it be koholdik, meaning coming from within. Kolzman, a person perceives Torah come from outside, and Kolzman, he perceives it as bits and pieces, with more schar, less schar, and so on. There's no structure there for anything else. When the person creates kol in himself, meaning that in every part of the person, he brings out the tshuka pnimis to want something more, then all the pieces fall into place. If it's coming from a tshuka pnimis, from his iris pnimis, the dvar melech shulton, that the words of Torah themselves the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu are me'ir me. I'm not being forced. I'm not being controlled. I'm not being seduced. I'm myself is coming out. The Divrei Torah and Divrei Musa are hif'il. They cause me to want because they bring out something that's in me. Then a person looks at it differently, and a person starts putting the pieces into place. All the different pieces come into place. This is where Roiv Gufei Torah means that it's something that's shayach to the Tzurish Klolis instead of to a Pratis. And when a person is in every place with this Kohol, whether it's the Tzibah Klai Yisrael or the person himself, Bipnim himself, that's where there's Kedusha, that's where there's Ashuras Hashchina and a Shefa of Torah and Ashuras Hashchina. Shabbos.